77,000 Service Trees by Shri Chinmoy, Part 35. My first lesson from God is how to love. My second lesson from God is how to live. My third lesson from God is how to become what God wants me to become. My Lord and I want to play a new game. I will enter into his infinity. He will enter into my finite existence. Happiness is the only medicine that can brighten our hearts and enlighten our minds. True, nothing comes to God as a surprise, but when we do something extraordinary, God blesses us with his infinite joy and pride. True devotion comes slowly, steadily, and unerringly, with no fanfare of drums and trumpets. Meditation is a very strong and high staircase to take us to heaven. The inner aspiration makes our outer eyes and face very beautiful. Each God-seeker must be a world-harmony dreamer. The aura of a self-giving life is unimaginably beautiful. My Lord's compassion eye every morning clears my life road. Alas, I have so many important things to do for God. Why do I fan my desire flames again and again? Early in the morning, if we do not structure our day carefully, we cannot accomplish anything memorable. Where can I find a true friend if not inside the heart of my Lord Supreme? We must always brave our inner trials and tribulations to become victorious in life. Oh, my seeker friends, do not worry. Can you not see that God is here, right in front of you, in disguise? God and I are eagerly looking for my heart's sunrise. The path of the mind is invariably full of thorns and thistles. When the tears of my heart sing for my Lord Supreme, his eye becomes as vast as the ocean of tears. Listen and obey. Nothing else God expects from us. Only my God surrender can devour ignorance night. Every day I have something new to learn, how to please God in God's own way. God's compassion eye was born long before God's justice hands. No mountain, no ocean can obstruct my Lord's compassion eye. Like my heart, I am always eager to obey my Lord's every wish. Even if I have to wait indefinitely, I am prepared to wait for God's forgiveness light. Hope awakens my heart to enter into the newness soul of life. God wants me to be in a tearing hurry only when he wants me to do something for him. I shall not allow my mind to dictate even a moment of my life. When you prepare for God soulfully, he comes down immediately. Idleness means nothingness, and nothingness means self-extinction. God the Smiler is my aspiration heart nourisher. My devotion heart and my prayerful tears are extremely close friends. When we desire, we go around in circles. When we aspire, we arrive at a new horizon. I use my eyes only to see God's eye beauty. I use my heart only to smell God's heart fragrance. A peerless heaven climber is beckoned by God himself. In the spiritual life, if we do not go forward, we are forced to go backward on life's track. The God seeker's profession shall always remain unparalleled. My morning meditation and the rising sun love to live in each other. Love spreads the smile of the heart. Smile carries us to the ever-transcending beyond. An aspiring heart is bound to know whether its tears are true or false. Slowly and steadily, I see my tearful eyes everywhere. Suddenly, I see my peaceful heart everywhere. If you are an advanced seeker, then the galaxies will definitely revolve in your eyes. How to conquer doubt is always a prime subject for all seekers. Alas, divine thoughts are sadly outnumbered by undivine thoughts. The tears of the heart and the smiles of the soul always remain immutable. The success road is paved with patience and perseverance. Aspiration itself is a heaven-bound flight. My heart's ascending cries and God's descending smiles have mutual admiration for each other. Stupidity is quite often masked by cleverness. Everybody is afraid to be unpopular. I withdraw my surrender quite often, but my Lord does not withdraw his compassion. For a long time, I have been in search of an unconditionally God-surrendered life. Like God, I do not bind myself. I just give myself to the world unreservedly and unconditionally. The ultra-modern spirituality does not believe in regularity and punctuality. We all wish to keep our failures totally secret. We all wish to keep our success universally public. I have many homes, but my peace home is the only home that I treasure. I think that except for me, all human beings are real burdens. Those who make fun of me today will feel repentant tomorrow. Devotion commotion is worse than useless. They say that I am an expert in many things. Now I pray to God to make me an expert in unlearning. If I truly aspire, then nothing on earth will disappoint me. Quite often the vital drifts in and out of the spiritual life. I must realize that revenge is not God's way. O, my restless mind, keep quiet. Allow God to speak without your interpretation. I hold God not inside my head, not inside my hands, but inside my heart. My soul is thundering inside my feeble heart. My silence teacher is the only teacher that I badly need. I shall never allow my old ignorance self to rise again. Publicity abundance can easily slow down our heart's progress. Once God opens his hands, he never closes them. Man opens and closes his hands at his sweet will. Without improving oneself first, to dream of a better world is the height of stupidity. May my aspiration heart have no room for distrust. God's forgiveness heart is never out of stock. To love man, God has taken as his only occupation. There are so many ways, inner and outer, to please the Lord Supreme. Devotion tears bring God to us fast, very fast. I feed on God's beautiful smiles and his powerful blessings. God wants me to compete with myself and transcend myself to be with him. We must not hoard either our inner wealth or our outer wealth. Be careful of your mind's fanfares. They can bind you and blind you. My heart tears are my God satisfaction capacities. A soulful God server does not know what tiredness is. When we breathe in the illumination of our soul, we feel God is just in front of us, smiling. No life tree can live without hope. Do not forget that insecurity is a contagious disease. Who else takes, and who else will take, our problem burden if not God? When my mind is pure, God shows me his eyes' waves of light and delight. This world has no dearth of self-styled responsibilities. The mind is fond of staying permanently inside thought circles. When intensity awaits you, do not delay. Start running. To have a happy life, free of anxieties, we must develop our surrender capacity to God's will. Cast aside as soon as possible all your mind's negativity thoughts. Give everything, if so is the will of God. Need nothing, if so is the will of God. My heart bird opens its eyes to send a thrill to the world for its satisfaction. My service light receives blessings from God's transcendental pride and his universal delight. The shore of ecstasy beckons my life service boat. As we cannot control our anger and pride, God cannot control his compassion flow. I breathe in my Lord's vision beauty. There is not a single day that I do not shun my negativity mind. My heart tears built my God realization palace. When we completely depend on God, He unreservedly gives us what he has and what he is. My aspiration heart thrives on morning dew. Only with positive thoughts can we bring light into our mind cave. A child's heart is the most powerful happiness announcer. Each and every thought of mine I place at my Lord's compassion feet. A sincere prayer heart can never fail. Only God's compassion can destroy our attachment bonds. To climb up the towering aspiration peak, I must own an unconditional God surrender life. Only humility knows how to appreciate and admire the good qualities of others. With my prayers and meditations, I must give my service life a ceaseless breath. My God surrender is the green light on my heavenward journey. My prayer tears play a most significant role in my God discovery. Each time I open myself to God's will wholeheartedly, I see my imperfections start to wane. My mind wants to destroy the rich friendship that my soul and my heart enjoy. My mind can proudly ignore my Lord's feet. But my Lord cannot ignore my mind's arrogance and insolence. My heart tries to throw light into my darkness mind. My Lord came to me to transform my life, not with his power, not even with his light, but with his tearful heart. My God obedience is my only life protection. Sincerity is the strongest safeguard. Temptation comes as a friend, but gradually becomes the worst enemy. Every morning a rainbow dawn road beckons me. It is I who have made the insecurity nets of my life. A disobedient mind is totally useless to my Lord Supreme. What I really need is an inexhaustible hope. My Lord moves from one place to another, only trying to find a most reliable seeker. When God brings divine gifts for the mind is utterly perplexed. Love is beauty's sweet touch. Devotion is intensity's quick touch. Surrender is divinity's tender touch. The mind and the vital strangely enjoy chaotic lifestyles. To me, God is perfect only when he thinks of me and nobody else. I go to God for my inspection. God comes to me for my emancipation. I have no idea when God's hour will strike, but I know that God's hour does exist. When I think of God, I am happy. When I pray to God, I am wise. When I meditate on God, I am deep. When I surrender my entire being to God, I am perfect, absolutely perfect. Morning gives us inspiration flood. Evening gives us aspiration mountain. Night gives us peace sea. When I think of the known, I see a service road. When I think of the unknown, I see an express highway. When I think of the unknowable, my journey never starts. He who travels along eternity's road will be befriended by both infinity and immortality. Home is not where I live. Home is where I am all peace. God's fingers affectionately call me. God's hands lovingly show me the way. God's shoulders lovingly, unreservedly, and unconditionally carry me all the way. My love of God makes my eyes soulful. My devotion to God makes my heart blissful. My surrender to God and God's will makes me perfect and complete. When I try to lord it over the world, God tells me that my stupidity has reached the summit height. I can clear my mind's desire clouds only when God adoration tears possess me. When God smiles at me, what must I do? I must immediately bring to the fore my most precious possession, gratitude. The mind's zigzag road does not frighten my heart. On the contrary, it fortifies my heart. I love God not because he is great, not because he is good, but because he is my all and I am his all. God does not care for my perfection. He does not care even for my preparation. He cares only for my readiness and willingness. My heart tears live between my master's compassion eye and his affection heart. If you pass your life examination, automatically you will become a God manifestation example. Alas, we cannot live without fanning our own desire flames. God edits only when my soul writes on God realization. We need implicit faith in our own spiritual life to brave our inner turbulence. My Lord Supreme, I pray to you, do remove your thick mask. We cleverly deny our descent. We proudly glorify our ascent. Alas, we do not know when we are being burnt in desire fire. The divine beauty shines no matter where it is, even in the thickest darkness. Alas, doubts and suspicions simply refuse to leave the human mind. When my heart sails on the devotion sea, boundless joy captures my heart. No matter what I do, my Lord's all-illumining and all-transforming affection never leaves me. Sincerity is the sweetest melody of my aspiration heart. The desire life unconsciously follows the footsteps of frustration. Temptation is always anxious to capture our vitals. My heart's aspiration, my mind's determination, and my Lord's compassion. When these three work together, impossibility surrenders immediately. Ingratitude enters into the mind jungle and grows without being invited. If you are God aspiration prone, then abandon your mind's ambition throne. Only time will tell when humility will be appreciated by all and sundry. To make fast progress, patience is unparalleled. Adversity unknowingly increases our inner strength. If anything remains unloved in God's creation, then God's creation will never be perfect. Each time my soul smiles, I feel that my heart is taking a giant step forward towards God. When my priorities and God's priorities tally, we make each other extremely happy and proud. A sweetness heart is God's blessing unimaginable. Before we speak, we must breathe in the beauty and fragrance of God's name. The mind desires only one thing: profit, profit, profit. The heart yearns for only one thing: inner progress, inner progress, inner progress. I found my own true self only after I came out of my mind's attachment cave. When we bathe in God's compassion, I see, then we know that our life has something very significant to offer mankind. My aspiration heart invites me to join in its heavenward flight. God has very special love, joy, and pride for those who are always eager to serve Him most lovingly and most self-givingly.